This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are speaking with author and motivational speaker Mia Adler-Ozare, who has turned her passion for the mind-body-soul connection concept into a successful brand by utilizing over 25 years of experience in the worlds of education, mental health, health coaching, and the wellness arena into helping others live healthier, more fulfilling lives. Mia, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
And our honor to have you as well, Mia. So we all strive to maintain balance, whether it's work, life, diet, and exercise, or healthy food intake with occasional splurges. And to some degree, many of us have achieved some level of success in these areas as balance became the new mantra over the last decade. So what should we all be asking ourselves in terms of what's next?
Well, that's a great question. And first of all, it's important that people are actually asking themselves that question and having that level of awareness, because that's always the first step towards any kind of healthy living and wellness plan. So I think it's really a very individualized question and answer. And what I mean by that is that it really depends on where somebody is right now and what their goals are. So I think the what's next is really identifying the goals. You know, what are the current set of goals? So if you're someone, for example, that needs to lose weight, you're either battling some kind of medical condition or you are overweight and you're having a hard time losing it, so then there has to be goals as to, well, what's going to get me into a healthy place in my life? If you're someone who's already exercising, you're working out, you're at a healthy weight, so then the questions become more of, how am I going to optimize this? Where do I want to kind of make it fun into a challenge now to see, like, how strong can I get? How fast can I get? How flexible can I get? Where can I tweak my diet to actually be that much more clean and so forth? So the what next question is a little bit unique for each person.
Also, many successful entrepreneurs credit their effectiveness with constantly challenging themselves and constantly setting and taking next steps to achieve goals. Tell us about your concept of unleashing your inner warrior and how does this apply to the business world and personal life?
So this whole concept of an inner warrior is the idea that I believe, at least in my experience in working with people, every single person has that place within them that they have to sometimes dig very deep to find, that is really a wellspring of strength and courage and an ability to truly accomplish. Sometimes people need help, other people, to help them get that out of them. That's why they hire coaches in business, in life, in fitness. So we need people to help us find that place within us. And some people are able with, you know, intentional concentration and focus to be able to do it on their own. But the idea of becoming your inner warrior really addresses the concept of human resilience and the ability of the human spirit to bounce back from challenge. And in business, in personal life, in wellness in general, even in terms of medical issues, the idea of a challenge coming before you and having it not break you entirely, it might bring you down. It might make you feel like, wow, am I going to get through this? But there's this inner sense of knowing that, okay, when I get through this, it's going to make me a stronger person. And so I always encourage people, in order to kind of build this inner warrior, is to truly flex your muscle of resilience and to practice trying to bounce back from things as quickly as possible. And I find that those people who are most successful, regardless of the arena, are people who tend to be more resilient.
And taking that even further, what role does accountability play in all this?
So accountability is actually plays a huge role. In fact, the people that I work with who do any type of a weight loss program or are interested in getting more fit, I have a very high level of accountability to the point where they're emailing me on a daily basis, meal plans of what they've eaten the day before, what kind of exercise they've participated in. And so the idea of being accountable means that you are opening yourself up for feedback and you're actually answering to someone else. Now, some people who are really self-motivated, have that intrinsic motivation, they can be held accountable, let's say, through journaling every single day. And they know that they're writing down their behaviors, their thoughts, their habits, maybe what they're eating. It takes someone very strong for that level of accountability to work from the standpoint of really there's no one else kind of keeping an eye on what's going on. But for the vast majority of people, I find that involving other people, bringing other people into your sphere and onto your team, people who can encourage you, people who are going to love you and want you to succeed, those are the kinds of people we want to surround ourselves with and ask them to hold us accountable. So when you have a coach, for example, or a fitness trainer, you know, they're holding you accountable. They're working out with you, let's say, an hour or 2 weeks. But on those off days, they're also asking you, okay, well, what are you doing on those days? And let me guide you. In business, people are hiring coaches all the time to be held accountable to make sure they're taking steps to work towards their goals. So the idea behind accountability is that it's a concept that is meant to help further us and help us grow as opposed to stagnate on our path. So accountability is very, very important, and I highly encourage anybody who's interested in making significant change to find people that they feel comfortable to be accountable to.
Today we are joined by author and motivational speaker Mia Adler-Ozier, who has turned her passion for the mind-body-soul connection concept into a successful brand by utilizing over 25 years of her experience, and she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's personal development channel, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Mia, you challenge people to ask themselves, what is the deeper underlying reason as to why it is important for people to commit? Why is this first step so important, and what is the most frequent answer that you have seen people give as to why they can't or don't commit to a goal?
That's a great question. So a lot of times people say they can't commit to a goal because they're too busy, they have too many responsibilities, maybe they have a medical condition that they're challenged with. I mean, the reasons why we can't do something are endless, right? Our ego and our defense mechanisms will work overtime to come up with all those reasons why we can't manifest our greatness. But one of the reasons why I really encourage people to dig deep, and there's a very specific exercise I do with people that is a series of the question why, with each iteration of that question taking the person deeper into their own personal reasoning and thought process, is because if you want to truly make change, and it's going to take a while to make that change. Let's say, for example, someone has 50 pounds they want to lose. Well, that can't happen in a month. That can't happen in a couple of weeks. That's going to take several months. That's going to take commitment over a period of time. And there will be difficult times going through that process. And so the person has to have a very deep-seated internal reason why it's important to them to stick to their goals, why it's important every day to take intentional action towards what it is they wish to accomplish. And so what I find works very well is the people who tend to find the why that works are people who are doing it because they simply want to find the best versions of themselves. They're doing it because they want to be healthy for their children or for their grandchildren. They're healthy because they want to age with grace and mobility and be able to fully participate in life. Or perhaps they have some kind of major business goal that they want to achieve. And by working towards their health and wellness, mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and physical health, that it's going to enable them to reach those peak heights that they wouldn't otherwise get to. So the whole concept of a deeper underlying why is really to root the person in the causes in terms of why they want to take these new initiatives and steps towards reaching a grander goal.
Some great information right there. Thanks so much. Lastly, you believe in focusing on four important aspects of life: mental, physical, spiritual, and global. Tell us more about those and how people can apply those to their own lives today.
Absolutely. I firmly believe that every single person on whatever level they're able to do should take a daily, if not weekly, stock of where they are in these four major categories. So in the mental category, we're talking about how clearly are they thinking? How is their mind working? Are they able to learn and to grow? Are they making it through their day feeling clear and healthy? this is really tying to the mental health aspect. You know, if someone is experiencing depression or anxiety, those are all the kinds of things that we want to know so that we can address it, whether it needs to be addressed with diet, whether it needs to be addressed with exercise or even medication. However it needs to be addressed, we need to take stock of how is our mind functioning. And that ties very closely, of course, to our emotions. So that mental health arena is super important for people who want to maximize their experience in life. Of course, who doesn't want to be physically healthy and feel vibrant and alive and be able to do all the things physically that they wish to do, you know, to go and participate in sports or to go for a walk, you know, whatever, you know, lights them up in terms of making them feel connected physically and feeling good. You know, you get out of bed in the morning without all those aches and pains. You actually feel like you want to jump into your day and get going. Now, the spiritual piece is very unique for each person, but I model this on the idea that we are spiritual beings experiencing physical existence. And what I mean by that is there's something that animates us all, that connects us all together. And in order for us to be spiritually healthy, we need to be doing things that feed our soul. We need to be doing things that bring us joy and happiness and enrich us and allow us to get that sense of excitement. And so I always feel like no matter how stressful work is or how stressful family life is, if you have those one or two things in your life that really, really feed you and make you feel so excited, like it's almost like oxygen for you, then those are the kinds of things that I say are spiritually healthy and help us to connect to our better, higher selves. And then the last one, the global piece, might seem a little bit foreign to a lot of people, but I truly believe that we are all connected. And so the more people who are working towards their better selves, their healthiest version of themselves, the greater we are as a society, the better off we are as a society. And when people are filled within themselves with satisfaction and happiness, they're then better able to look out into the world and to ask the question, how may I be of service? They're able to look at their neighbor and say, does that person need help? They're able to say, who needs a blanket this winter that I can go and buy and provide? Who doesn't have food that I can go help and bring food to? When we are our whole selves and our healthiest selves, it enables us to then give back in the world in a much from a much stronger place. And I believe that's kind of the goal of all of this, is to have happier, healthier people so that we as a global society can become a stronger, more evolved society.
Well, Mia, we want to thank you for your time today. Thanks for the information shared as well. Where can listeners get more information on you? And also, how could one be in touch as needed?
Oh, well, everyone is welcome to visit my website. It's just my name, MiaAdlerOzera.com. And I have a Facebook page as well. It's Facebook.com/MiaAdlerOzera. And on Twitter as well, all of it under my name. And I welcome everybody to get in touch.
Good enough. Again, Mia, it's been our pleasure to have had you. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you. You as well.
We have been speaking with author and motivational speaker Mia Adler-Ozera, who has turned her passion for the mind-body-soul connection concept into a successful brand by utilizing over 25 years of experience in the worlds of education, mental health, health coaching, and the wellness arena into helping others live healthier, more fulfilling lives. And for further details and for contact, simply visit MiaAdlerOzera.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.